So do you have to toot your own horn? On Rosh Hashanah, there's a mitzvah to blow shofar. Usually you have one person blow for the whole congregation. Does everyone need to blow their own shofar? Or forget about need, is there an ideal that you should blow your own shofar? Now, why would there be such an ideal? Because the Gemara in Kiddushin talks about a concept of mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shulcho. Someone's getting married and he could ask a shliach, a messenger, to do the act of Kiddushin for him, or he could do it himself. Says the Gemara, it's better he do it himself. Same thing the Gemara talks about someone preparing for Shabbos. You could have someone else prepare for Shabbos for you, or you yourself can cut the food and set the table, do it by yourself, because that's mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shulcho. It's a greater love for the mitzvah. It shows your appreciation and love of Hashem when you do the mitzvah yourself, as opposed to having a messenger do that. Okay, we'll get to Barov, one second. So that's the concept by Kiddushin of mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shulcho. Now, separately, there is a famous machlokas, probably the most famous machlokas about shofar, about what is the mitzvah of shofar. Is the mitzvah of shofar the blowing, or is it the hearing? Now, what is that based upon? The Rabbeinu Tam writes that the bracha that you make on shofar is al tekiya shofar, because the doing, the blowing, is the main part of the mitzvah. So therefore you say al tekiya, the blowing of the shofar. Famously, of the Ravya and the Rosh, they all argue, and they say that no, the bracha is l'shmoa kol shofar. There is another girsa l'shmoa bikol shofar, but it's the same thing for our purposes, is that the mitzvah is the hearing of the shofar. And they bring a proof from that, because the Gemara says if you blow into a pit, you're standing outside a pit, and you blow into the pit, and all you hear is the echo of the shofar, because it's in a pit, but you blew it outside the pit, you're not Yotzei. Why? Because the mitzvah is not the blowing, it's the hearing. And you didn't hear the shofar properly in such a situation. So comes along the Rohoros Nos and Rav Gestetner, who's Nifter 10, 15 years ago, and he writes like this. He says, seemingly this machlokas about if the mitzvah is the blowing or the mitzvah is the hearing should determine or enlighten us about whether there's a concept of mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shulcho. Is there a greater mitzvah you need to blow ahead of a shliach, or can you rely on the shliach? If you say the mitzvah is the blowing, so then you yourself, it's preferable you do the blowing, just like in all mitzvahs, it's better you do it as opposed to appointing a shliach. If you say, though, the mitzvah is only the hearing, so who cares who blows it? The blowing is not important. The main mitzvah is the hearing. However, he then says that doesn't make any sense. Because even in the hearing, even if you hold the mitzvah as the hearing, you need to have an adequate person do the blowing. You can't have AI blow your shofar for you, and you hear the shofar, and then, oh, I heard the shofar, I was yotze in the mitzvah of hearing. No. It needs to be a person who's able to fulfill the mitzvah, and he has to blow the shofar for you. And so therefore, even if the blowing is secondary, or it's not as important as the hearing, still blowing is part of the mitzvah. And they prove the same thing by a woman. The Gemara there says in Kiddushin that a woman, it's better that she accepts the marriage, the Kiddushin, the ring, herself, as opposed to appointing a shliach. Why? A woman is not obligated in the midst of having children. She's only a helper. It takes two to tango. It takes two people to have children. You can't do it by yourself. So therefore, you need a woman to help out. But the main midst of having children and getting married is on the man. And yet you see, even though she's only a helper, she's a helper to the mitzvah, she still has a concept that's better that she do it herself as opposed to a shliach. So to over here, even if the blowing is not the main part, it's still a helper to the hearing, and therefore, says the Lohoros Nosson, presumably, the man himself everyone should blow their own shofar. Now, so what is the reason why everyone here doesn't blow their own shofar? So the answer, number one, you could give is, because we say there's a concept of Berov Am Hadras Melech. It's better that we all combine to do a mitzvah together as opposed to each of us doing our own separate mitzvah. And so therefore, if this idea, it comes up in, let's say you have Megillah. You don't have a minion for Megillah, you just have five people in a room and they all need to read Megillah's Esther, right? You don't have a minion. If you have a minion, I understand, one person reads for 10, fine. But what about if you only have three or five people in a room? Should everyone read their own Megillah Esther to themselves, or should one person be Yotzei everyone else? So some want to say, including the Magen Avraham, it's better that one person read it for the other two or three. Why? Because this concept of Rov Am Adras Melech. Shouldn't everyone read the Megillas Esther because better they do the mitzvah themselves than to hear it from someone else? No, because there's a concept of we'd rather all join together to jointly do a mitzvah together. That is a heart that it takes precedence that trumps the concept of mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shucho. That is answer number one. Answer number two is the answer you're all thinking. You know why we don't all blow the shofar?
You're not good at it.
Because you're not good at it. They found this, they had to, you know, the Moris Nussin said, no one says this answer, except they found a manuscript of Rashi, Ksav Rashi, that says the reason why everyone doesn't do it is because you can't. Yeah, I definitely can't. Yeah, but that answers the question only to a certain extent. Because if you can, why don't you practice?
The reason why not everyone does the bris on their own son.
Fine,
also,
I get it. But
also,
yeah.
Starts the
well, I don't know. Maybe everyone should go into the room or their own private room. I'm not sure. I don't know. But I think the more practical, if you could say, okay, well, you can't do it. But if someone can do it, they should learn. He's got the lung capacity. He blows musical instruments. So should he be obligated to go learn? According to this, it would sound that reason. You would have to. Answer number three you can give is there was a big fight that sounds familiar in our shuls as well, in the Shari Tshuva, in quoting one of these earlier sources, where people were fighting about who the Baal Tukeya didn't want to be Yotze everyone. Only some people he didn't want to be Yotze everyone. He liked some people, he didn't like some people. All big discussion. And so they talk about, oh, well, there is a halacha that if you are a shliach for some people and you say, I'm not having in mind for other people, then your whole job as a shliach, as being a mishalech, of being a shliach for other people, doesn't work at all. Because you can't play games. Oh, I'm Yotze for some, I'm not Yotze for others. Says the Shari Tshuva, what does Shlichus have to do with Tikiyah Shofar? When you blow a shofar for everyone else, it's not like the Chazin, the Baal Tokeya, is being our Shliach, because it's not a Shlichus. There's no mitzvah. Yeah, when you have a concept that he's your Shliach, then yes, it's better you do it yourself. But if the Chazin is simply just blowing it, and we're just using him to be able to hear it, we're fulfilling the mitzvah ourselves. We're not. It's not like the Chazin is our Shliach. He's blowing it, because we need a blower, but the main part is the hearing, and therefore there's nothing to do with Shlichus, and therefore there's no hierarchy at all about mitzvah bo, yoser mi b'shlucho. Final answer is of Chuvis van Hagus. He says it straight up. You may not like this answer, because it's going to cost you a pretty penny. Is that we collect dues around Rosh Hashanah time. Why do we collect dues around Rosh Hashanah time? Is because if you pay the Baal Tokeya, he doesn't become just a shliach. He ups it a level. He becomes your hired hand. He becomes a poel in halacha. So if everyone kicks in and you pay, they pay a lot of money to be a Baal Tokeya, a shliach tzibur. I see the rates, you know, and I'm on these rabbinic chats. Some out-of-town shuls pay a lot of money to get someone to fly in to be a Baal Tokeya or Baal Shachris. Can make a lot of money. But what's the point of paying them? Because once you pay him, becomes the worker, an employee of the congregation. So what's an employee? An employee is not just a shliach. When you compare, oh, is it better if I do the mitzvah or my shliach does the mitzvah? The answer is very clear. It's better you do the mitzvah. But if it's a choice of me doing the mitzvah or someone who I paid to do the mitzvah for me, then it's not so clear that there's this hierarchy that, oh, it's better I do the mitzvah. Because what was the whole reason why you should do the mitzvah? Because it shows your importance for it. Okay, if I'm paying $1,000 to someone else to blow for me, that shows that it's pretty important as well. And therefore, maybe there's room to say that that's why we pay the shliach tzibur. They asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, why doesn't everyone all blow their own shofar? He says, one typical Reb Chaim Kanievsky fashion, because the mitzvah is the hearing, not the blowing. End of topic. Shkoyach.